Bon, bah. Good morning, good morning. We're live on Facebook, so now you're going to get this. So I'm pointing to my ear and I'm saying, I don't hear the sound, the music that we usually have, that beautiful, sexy music. All right, guys, I'm Maria Mariano, business leader of this Tupperware company called Les Diamants. And today it is that example I'm going to be opening with the book, Good to Great. I just said to my friends on Zoom with me, Monique, Melissa, Danny, thank you for being there, Kendra, Louise, Liz. And I said it to Jean-Philippe, Sylvain. I said, you got to get the book. You got to get the book. You can get it on Amazon used. You don't need, recycle, guys. Okay, go get it used. And it's absolutely fabulous if you want to go from good to great. So as I was preparing the podcast, I had to go back into my life because I'm going to be 60 this year. So I had to go back into my life. You know, what happened, Maria, when you went from 18 to 20 and then 20 years old to 25 and a business that is forever growing and growing and growing? Well, it's really exciting for me to be able to finally share with you how we went from good to great. And it's all thanks to this book. So I'm excited to start this new journey with you with the book, Good to Great by Jim Collin. So believe me when I say to you guys, it will totally transform you in 2024. You will be going from good to great, in other words, from extraordinary to legendary. But before I dive into the subject, Marie-Pierre, can you please share with them how they can share? Actually, I got to do the same thing. Okay, so while you talk.
Oh, she has to share too. Yes. Okay, so yes, if you are on Podbean or if you are on Facebook with us, you can share the podcast this morning. So at the bottom of your screen, when you write your comment just beside it, you will see the arrow to share. If you are on Podbean, you can share on every platform of social media, and you can share also by messenger and by text message. So if you have someone particularly that you want them to listen to it, you can share by messenger or text message. If you are on Facebook, you will have the opportunity to share everywhere on Facebook. That means on your personal profile, story, page, group, everywhere, and even by messenger too. So yes, you can share, and you have the text in the comment that Maria prepared for us this morning. So you can just copy paste this text when you share the podcast so people understand why they should listen to the podcast this morning. I was too fast. Maria is not ready to come back.
I'm here. It's so wonderful. I say I have to share as much as possible. So today is about embracing a powerful truth. Good is indeed the enemy of great. So if anybody's leaning in and you're taking down notes, I need you to write this down. Good is the enemy of great. So this idea is at the heart of why greatness is so rare. We have good schools, so therefore we can't have great schools. We have good government. This is why we can't have great government. We have a comfortable lives. We have a good life. This is why I can't have a greatness. I can't be having a great life. Because, you know, good is good, right? Good is good. We're talking about the status quo. But what if settling for good was no longer our destiny? What if? What would happen? What would happen? Our own story at Tupperware the Diamonds, Maria Mariano, Mohammed Mekalash, is a testament to the fact that any good company, and indeed any individual, can go from good to great. So for years and years and years, we were stuck in our company between $3 million and $4 million. I mean, it was good, guys. We were number two in Canada. My mom was number one in Canada, somewhere in the top 25 in North America. And it was good. You know, it was good considering we worked the French community. We worked with 14 million people. We didn't have, you know, 30 million people to work with. We didn't have 450 million people to work. I mean, this was good. This was good. Okay. That all changed when Good to Great came into our lives at Leeds Yema in our company. Thanks to our president back then, Luciano Garcia, which I have to tell you, definitely was one of those benchmark presidents that totally transformed our company. This book totally revolutionized our approach, making us, propelling our sales to over an astounding $50 million. Like, whoever could have even imagined that a Canadian Tupperware company couldn't even conceive 50 million? Like, guys, you have to understand that all of Canada put together, all the franchises put together, did not sell $50 million. Okay? So talk about going from good to great. This was achieved through a series of deliberate actions and an daunting. I can't tell you how curious I became to learn from those that were number one in sales, those that were number one in recruiting, in developing. And I can go on and on and on. And I remember sitting at the table in Hawaii, and I had Indonesia at the table, and they were number one and with the most promoting of managers. And I just picked their brains. I was so, so curious what they did do. And for those of you that are part of my company, that's where the power hours were born. It came from Indonesia. And there's a lot of things that began as I was curious to find out what the best of the best in the world were doing. What has started to happen was I started to realize a lot of things. I'm going to get to that in a few minutes. This is why I ask you, who are you hanging around with? Because if you're hanging around with people that are good, you can never go to great. So this is why it's important to have mentorship, to have coaching from those that wish your success, where the paycheck of the coach and mentor comes only if you are successful. I am against paying for mentoring and coaching because we call this the operation was a success. I gave my coaching lesson. The patient died, but I did my job. Whereas if the coach and mentor is only paid if you make money, this would change the trajectory in the way you're coached and you're mentored. So our journey from chaos, total chaos, the concept, emphasized disciplined people. So I want you to write this down. You're writing down a second note. To go from good to great, we need to work with disciplined people, with disciplined thoughts and disciplined action. Greatness, we learned, was not about resources, was not about technology, was not about shortcuts, but about making tough decisions, confronting brutal truths, and fostering a team committed to excellence. But for that, I needed to begin to be an example. So a lot of things started changing in our company. Things like to talk. Those were erased. We're a business. We're here. If we're going to sit down, Monique, and we're going to talk, I need to help you reach your next level of financial freedom. So our story is a proof that greatness can be achieved regardless of circumstances. Again, country population, Tupperware's a mature company, irrelevant. Oh my God, we got all these back orders. Irrelevant. Good to great is a business manual. It's a declaration. How do we say that word? A manifesto. There you go. A public declaration for transforming every facet of our lives into greatness. So this book's principles, such as first who, then what. So if you're writing down another sentence, first who, then what, teaches us the importance of surrounding ourselves with the right people, not just in business, but also in our personal lives as well. By cultivating relationships that inspire us and challenge us, we can push beyond the comfortable towards the extraordinary. So I would rewrite this, would push us from ordinary to extraordinary. The hedgehog principle. Now, I know about this because this is what built our mission that we have today. There we go. Helping one family at a time regaining control of their kitchen to achieve financial freedom, eat healthier, save time, came from the hedgehog principle that you will later learn in the book Good to Great. What does that mean? Well, what is that one thing you guys and me do best? What is that one thing? So this hedgehog principle encourages us not only to pursue what we can do best in the business, but also in other facets of my life. I love to cook. I love to cook. But does that require me peeling my onions? So what the hedgehog effect says, say, okay, you love to cook. Let's delegate the rest. And that's exactly what I did. So somebody does the groceries, somebody preps for me. So now, because I'm doing that one thing that I love to do, I do it so well that every time I cook, my husband says, let's open up a restaurant. And I always go, ha, 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 right? Because that is not one of my goals in life. So confronting the brutal facts while maintaining faith guides us in personal resilience, guides us in encouraging to face the challenges head on while believing in our capacity to overcome them. Think of how to serve versus how to make money, because making money is a result of serving. So think of how to serve, okay, in this business, in your life, and this will elevate your life from good to great. A life, I want you to visualize a life of financial success, profound satisfaction and growth and happiness beyond anything you could have imagined. So before going off to Marie-Pierre, Marie-Pierre, please share the contest with us, because I'm always excited to see who's in the top five. Ha, ha, ha.
Yes, so our top five month to date that contribute the most on our Facebook group, we have Danny Chartrand, we have Joanne Corbeil, we have Louise Gauthier, Lise Boucher, and Kendra Sivingasol. Yes, she's number one.
Danny, Lise, Louise, I knew it. I was watching the post. I go, ho, ho, Monique, she's competitive. That's director material. Ooh, ooh.
She decided, yes, I'm going to be number one who contributes the most on our Facebook group. So yes, the official top five at the end of the month will get the new notebook, Les Millionnaires des Diamants, and everyone who contributes during the month. So when you post a publication, when you react, when you put a comment, so you will be in the draw for a t-shirt, Les Millionnaires des Diamants. And then we'll have another t-shirt that will be drawn for everyone who invites someone new to the group and for all the people who join the group during the month. And then we'll have another t-shirt that will be drawn for everyone when you receive your book, when you receive your agenda, post it on your Facebook, on your Instagram, and tag Maria Mariano, tag Les Millionnaires des Diamants, so you can be in the draw for the t-shirt. And then we have another t-shirt for everyone when you receive your new item from our Shopify Les Millionnaires des Diamants, or if you just order, take a picture of your order and post it on the group, so we'll be in the draw for a t-shirt, Les Millionnaires des Diamants.
Yes, I'm so excited, Marie-Pierre. I'm so excited. So again, are you ready to dream of greatness and achieve it? So let's make 2024 a legendary year for our Tupperware business, for our personal lives, for the Millionaire of the Diamonds podcast. So from the bottom of my heart, from the bottom of the heart of Sylvain, Jean-Philippe, Marie-Pierre, and Melanie Miller, we thank each and every one of you for being on Zoom with us. We thank each and every one of you for welcoming everyone with a heartfelt welcome on Podbeam. Thank you, Jacqueline. Thank you, Marie-France, for taking care of Facebook for us. And again, it's a reminder. It's a reminder. Tell me who you hang out with, and I'll tell you who you are. We're growing, 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 because we're great people together. Marie-Pierre, how many books are we at sold? The 10 Steps to $1 Million?
We are now at 1,048.
Nice. Okay, I love it. So with no further ado, over to you.
Yes. So after that, of course, we want to make sure that we are ready to continue with this journey with the good to great. So I have a quiz for you this morning to make sure that, yes, you are ready to start this book with us. It's really a quiz that is based on 10 common barriers to greatness. So it will help you to reflect on your current mindset and your practices to have insight on what might be holding you back from going to good to great, from good to great. So let's answer honestly for yourself first. Yes, you can answer in the comments if you want, but first it's for yourself to have a better idea of what you want to work on to be ready to go from good to great. So let's start with number one. So do you often find yourself resting on your past achievement instead of setting new and challenging goals? A, yes, I tend to focus on past successes. B, sometimes, but I try to set new goals. Or C, no, I'm always looking for the next challenge. Number two, how do you react when faced with significant change or an opportunity to innovate? A, I'm hesitant and prefer the familiar. B, I'm cautious but open to exploring new ideas. Or C, I embrace change and see it as an opportunity. Number three, do you have a clear, compelling vision for your future or your organization's future? A, not really. I tend to focus on the here and now. B, I have some idea, but they could be clearer. Or C, yes, I have a strong vision and I'm working towards it. Number four, how do you handle constructive criticism? A, I find it hard to accept and may get defensive. B, it's uncomfortable, but I try to learn from it. Or C, I welcome it as a tool for growth and improvement. Number five, if you are in a leadership role, how do you motivate your team toward continuous improvement? A, I tend to maintain the status quo if things are going well. B, I encourage improvement but could probably do more. Or C, I consistently push my team and myself toward excellence. Number six, how do you view resource limitation like time, money, and talent? A, as significant barrier to what I can achieve. B, as challenge but not insurmountable. Or C, as opportunity to innovate and be creative. Number seven, do you consistently follow through on your plan and commitment? A, I often struggle to maintain consistency. B, I'm usually disciplined, but there's room for improvement. Or C, yes, discipline is a cornerstone of my approach. Number eight, are you willing to face uncomfortable truth about yourself or your organization? A, I tend to avoid unpleasant realities. B, it's difficult, but I try not to shy away from truth. Or C, I actively seek out and confront harsh truth. Number nine, do you prioritize long-term success over immediate result? A, I often focus on immediate result. B, I try to balance short-term needs with long-term goals. Or C, my primary focus is on long-term success and sustainability. And number 10, are your action and decision aligned with your core values? A, not always. Sometimes I compromise my value. B, for the most part, but there are exceptions. Or C, yes, I strive to live and work in alignment with my values. So now you can calculate how many A's, how many B's, and how many C's. So if you have mostly A's, then you may be more comfortable in the good enough zone. So you want to reflect on this area to identify a step that you can take to embrace change and pursue greatness. if you have mostly B's, you are on the you are on pace for greatness, but there may be held back from a few key areas. So focus on these to break through to the next level. And if you have mostly C's, you are well on your way to greatness. So continue to challenge yourself and inspire those around you to join you on this journey. So maybe you have a mix of A, B, and C, and that's okay. Because now you can see, okay, which one did I answer A? Which one did I answer B? And which one did I answer C? So you now have the area that you want to work on. So, of course, you will find this quiz on the group Lemiliana de Diamant Inspirational Group. So you can redo the exercise and see, okay, it's the short-term focus maybe for you. Or maybe for you, it's the fear of failure. Or maybe for you, it's the fear of change. Or maybe it's the lack of vision. But you will see with your answer exactly which area that you want to work on. So you can be ready with us to continue this journey in this new book that we started from going from good to great. So it's something that, yes, is going to be a constant reflection. But if you already have an idea on what you need to work on, you are, yes, in advance for everyone else that wants to go from good to great. So be ready with us. We will continue this book in the next weeks, I guess, months. It's a big book. I think we will have to work on that for a long, long time to make sure that we understand how to go from good to great. So I know that with all the research that they've done, we have all what we need to understand how we can go from good to great. So on that, I wish you a beautiful day, and we will see you tomorrow for the next chapter. Bye, everyone.